Hallelujah. How is everyone this morning? Good. Wasn't that an amazing time of worship this morning? That is the power of the Holy Spirit. Esuddhatma balayaye. And that's a power that God wants us to move in every day. And we forget that. When the world comes at us, we forget that at times. Somehow loke apada erai venakota, when the devil comes against us, we forget the power that is in us. It's not my power, but it's the power of the Holy Spirit. Remember that. You know that it's the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to continue on what I was sharing with you all last week, but really looking at once again on making disciples. Anyone remembers that? You know, we said God has called us to make disciples. Right? Jesus is going to build his church. So we are not going to be bothered about that. But we are going to be bothered about helping someone to discover Jesus and to follow Jesus. Right? And you know, I shared with you on how God is a sending God. Remember? Remember from Isaiah? What did the Trinity of God ask? Trithwaya Yesaya Padeng Muna Dehue. Who will go for us? And that's the question God is even asking us today. Who will go on our behalf? Who will be my witnesses? Who will go? And that's a question God is not only asking the pastor, he's not only asking the leaders, he's asking every one of us. He's asking you as kids, will you go for me? You know, many of those mighty men of God in the Bible were your age when God touched them. Yeah. David was a young man. And you know, even John, he was 17 years when he was a disciple of Jesus. Yeah, he was 17 years. All the others were older guys. And you know, age does not matter to God. What matters to God is your heart. Age does not matter. What matters to God is your heart. And you know, keeping your heart warm for the Lord. Obage hadawata unusumma thaba ganna. This week, you know, on Friday, I was reading a scripture from Isaiah that said, you see, but you don't see. You hear, but you don't understand. And the word said, it's because your heart has grown cold. And, you know, the Lord spoke to me and said, always keep your heart warm. What the Lord said is, be like a sponge. That's what God spoke to me on Friday. He said, be like a sponge. They were not saying, you are sponge ekak wage wenna kiyala. Why? What does a sponge do? It soaks up. But the Lord wants us to soak up not the bad, the good. The Lord wants us to soak up His Spirit, His presence, His Word. He wants us to soak Him up, so that we will be renewed by that. We will be transformed by that. And you know, I want to encourage you as a church that you be like a sponge. Sponge, so that what we face every day can be faced because the sponge is wet. Wet by the Spirit. By the Holy Spirit. Suddhatma balayanisa. You know, I thank God because Jesus said He will not leave us as orphans. Jesus wants to give up your ammala tatala nati katti wage tiyanne kiyala, but He said, I will come to you. The prophet Joel prophesied and said, I will pour my Spirit upon all flesh. Joel prophetavara kiwa ma sielu manshe mata mama suddhatma balaya wagurunawa kiyala. And God's promise, and we saw that even this morning, is that He will never leave us. That His Holy Spirit is with you. When you choose to follow Jesus, Jesus gives His Spirit to you. He doesn't say, fine, you want to follow me? You follow me. He says, wait, I will give you my Spirit. So that you are not alone. Api Yesus wahanseva anugamane karanna තීරණ කරාම උන්වහන්සේ කියනවා ඉන්න මගේ ආත්මෙ මම ඔබට දෙන්නා මගේ ආත්මයත් සමග ඔබට ගමන් ගන්න පුළුවන්. Praise God, because you know, even at times where no one is around you, the Spirit of God is with you. He's in you. Right? He's not only with you, but He is in you. Say that with me. He's not only with me, but He is in me. Tell the person next to you, He is in you. He's in you. Sometimes we say, "Ayyo, ko, deviyan wanse ko, ko, manada mata galla tiyenne." Don't forget, the Spirit of God is in you. The devil is saying, "Where is God?" But God is saying, "I am in you." Right? And the day of Pentecost was when Jesus said, "Wait." He said, "Wait, because you need the power of God." He said, "You need the power of God to be a witness for me. You need the power of God to live this life." How many of you know that? To face tomorrow, you need the power of Jesus in you. You need the power of the Holy Spirit. ඔබට හෙට මුහුණ දෙන්න සුද්ධාත්ම බලය ඔබට අවශ්‍යයි. We dry up. We run around in circles when the Spirit of God, we don't allow the Spirit of God to influence us. අපි සමහරට සිංහලෙන් කියනවා පිස්සු බල්ල වගේ දුවන්නේ. සුද්ධාත්ම වහන්සේට අපි ඉඩ දෙන්නේ නැහැ ක්‍රියා කරන්න. අපි උන්වහන්සේගෙන් යැපෙන්නේ නැහැ. අපෙන් අපේ ශක්තියෙන් යැපෙන්න හදනකොට තමයි දුවන්නේ ඔන්න දුවනවා. රේස් එක දුවනවා. Right? You know what I said was that when we don't depend on the Holy Spirit, when we don't allow the Holy Spirit to influence our decision making, we look at our own resource and we start spinning like a top and we fall down. And we all know that because we've all been there. I've been there as well. But God has given us His Spirit to be alive. To have life every day. Have life every day. You know, Anne was sharing with me right now. You know, struggle she has been going through physically. But you know what? The Spirit of God gives her the power to rise up from her bed every morning. The Spirit of God will give her the power to say, "In Jesus' name, I will stand up. In Jesus' name, I will not allow the devil to push me down." You know, question is, who influences you? Who influences your decision making, your choices, your choice to wake up in the morning? Who influences that? Singling influence kya ne wake up. Mawa balap mon kumana balapayamakinda mama jeevath wenne. Kaage balapayamakinda? Mama ude negittama තව දවසක් අනේ අම්මෝ තියනවාද නැත්නම් මම සුද්ධාත්මයන් වහන්සේ සමග මම නැගිටිනවාද? Because many Christians live as though Jesus is dead. You believe it, but we don't live it. We live believing that the devil is much stronger. That's the truth. Look at your own life. Look at your own life. Because the devil brings fear on us. And we yield to that fear. We choose on that fear. We choose on, and this is something that God really spoke to me this morning. He said, when the devil comes and gives you fear, we forget the Spirit of the God, that the Spirit of God is in us. And we yield to the fear and not to the Holy Spirit. අද උදෑසන දෙවියන් වහන්සේ මට පෙන්නුම් කරා. උන්වහන්සේ කිව්වේ අපි යක්ෂය ඇවිල්ලා අපව බය කරනවා. අපි ඒ බයට යටහත් වෙනවා. උය අපිට අමතක වෙනවා සුද්ධාත්ම වහන්සේ මා තුල වැජඹෙනවා කියලා, මා තුල ඒ බලය තියෙනවා කියලා ඒ බයට එරෙහිව නැගී සිටින්න. Hallelujah. God wants us to rise up. You know, look at 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy 1:7. Deka Timothy 1:7. Hopefully I will get to my main point. Yesterday I was teaching some of our pastors and I never really got to what I wanted to teach them. Right? 2 Timothy 1:7 2 Timotheus 1:7 For God has not, say with me, for God has not, say not, not given us what? The spirit of fear. Hallelujah. God has not given to me a spirit of fear. Who has given to me a spirit of fear? Or who tries to? The devil. The devil. Right? දෙවියන් වහන්සේ මෙතන කියනවා මක් නිසාද දෙවියන් වහන්සේ අපට දුන්නේ බය දුකමේ ආත්මයක් නොව නොව කවුද දෙන්නේ අර යකා දෙන්නේ අර යකා කියන්නේ මගේ මගේ ගෙදර ඉන්න මේ නෝනා හරි මිනිහා නෙමෙයි right it's the devil who brings us fear now the devil is not your husband or your wife at home it's not your neighbor right Praise God. God has not given to us a spirit of fear.
Amen.
Do you believe that? Do we believe that?
Yes.
Right? But what has He given us? But of power and love and a sound mind. Hallelujah. Unwanse monada apata diela tiyenne premayen hikmavimen aathmayak. Right? He has given us a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a sound mind. Why a spirit of power? Because He wants us to be endued with that power. He wants us to live in that power. He wants us to own a baling api jeevath wenoda. And a spirit of love. That's the core of who Jesus is.
Right?
If we don't have love, we are like a symbol like a right? We are like a clanging bell. Ar ganta are wage. Like a broken bell. He's given us love. I would even say, if I don't have love, then I don't have the Spirit of God in me. And I need to connect with Jesus. And a sound mind. Sound, what is a sound mind? Not a mind that plays sound. That is a joke. A sound mind is a mind that is clear. It's healthy. Balanced. That's a sound mind, right? ekena mara kiyanne me hikmavime that manasak tiyanawa kiyanne ma hitanne ehema ehema inda singalen kiyanne sansunwa kelimma dakinna puluwam kisima prashnayak nomathi That Krishima kutuhalayak nomathi manasak apita deela tiyenawa. Sometimes we get confused. And that's what fear does to us. When fear comes, it says, and I'm like, how can I pay my mortgage tomorrow? That's what the devil comes and says. Remember, you can't pay your mortgage. The devil will always tell you what you can't do. Right? The devil will always tell you what you can't do. But God will tell you what you can do through Him in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Some of us get scared. You know, will I be able to tithe? That's what the devil brings. God says, trust me. Test me and see. Sometimes we are scared. What is my future? Will I get married? Whom will I get married to? How many children will I have? Will I have a house? Will I have a car? Will I have a job? Because the devil is saying you will not have. But God says, I know the thoughts I think towards you to give you the best future. That's how you attack the devil. When he comes with fear, you allow the Spirit of God to rise up within you so that the Word of God brings you faith. Right? Deva vachane obata adahilla denawa. Oba shuddhaatmana wahansayata ida dunnahama kriya karanna. Where you don't lean on the fear, but you lean on the Holy Spirit. You lean on God and allow the Word of God to start talking to you. We all go through those moments of fear. right? අපිට මේ 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 බය අවස්ථා එනවා. ඒත් අපි මේ මේ බයට ඉඩ දුන්නාම මේ බය අපව රජ කරනවා. Right? When we allow the fear to come to us, we allow the fear to be our king and not the king of kings. God wants us to be free from that because he has given us his Holy Spirit. We don't have to pray about it. We don't have to pray about having the Holy Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit. You know, I don't have to pray about whether I can see because I have been given two eyes to see. You know, seriously, if I tell you, Sindhu, I'm praying whether I will be able to see, you'll say, Pastor, you nut, you have two eyes. Open your eyes to see. It's like that. But the devil has lied to us. No, you don't have the Holy Spirit. You're not good enough. Remember what you did yesterday? If God knows that, he'll be ashamed of you. God has already seen that. We need to depend on the Holy Spirit. Sudhmaatman vahanse mat api yapenno ne. Right? Tell the next person, yapenna. Right? It says you yield, you surrender. You surrender. You know, this week, okay? Think like when you have to take decisions, even before think, who is influencing me now? Who is influencing me? ඔබ මේ සුමානේ තීරණ ගන්නකොට හිතන්න. කවුද මාව බලපාන මොන බලපෑමින්ද? කාගේ බලපෑමින්ද? මම මේ තීරණය ගන්නෙ. Sometimes you might not think of it, but after you think, okay, under whose influence did I make that decision? And then you will know whether you're functioning out of the Holy Spirit or whether you're functioning out of your flesh and fear. Which means, you know, what we had this morning, you can have it in your prayer time.
Right.
It's not only here. Right? You have it on your own. A time with the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus asked his disciples to wait. Jesus wanted to wait. He wanted them to wait so that they would have the power to go out. Right? Let's look at that. There are two scriptures I want to say, I want us to read. Pada deka thiyena, let's turn to Luke 24, 45 to 49. Luke 24, 49 really. Luke 24, 49. You know, I said that a love faith to rise in you. Mama kiwane da adahillata ida denna oba 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 tulin nage sitinna kiyala. Man dan kiwa neda? Matakada? Yesumane neve minutu pahakata issalla. Where does faith come from? Krishanti, hearing? By hearing and hearing what? The
word?
The? Vachane kohenda? Asimen. Asimen tama adahillenne. Faith comes from hearing God's word. If we are not people of the word, api vachane manusyo nuvenam, will we be people of faith? If you don't use the word, if you don't read the word, do you think your faith will grow? Think about it. I'm not going to give you the answer. Right, Luke 24, 49. I am going to send you what my father has promised. That's the promise from Joel. Right? Mama mage piyanange porondua numbala vetata evami. But it said but sometime. Oh yeah, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from high. Notice that word there. Until you have been clothed with power from high. බලන්න එතන කියනවා නමුත් ඉහලින් නුඹලා බලයෙන් සරසන තුරු නුවර නැවති සිටිපල්ලායයි කිස්සේක. What did Jesus tell the disciples? What is he telling us? We can't be a witness without the power of God. Not on our own flesh. Interesting. Look at the wording there. Until you have been clothed. What does your Bible say? Obage Bible ewanada kiyanne? Singhala ge kiyanne sarasana kiyala. Ha? Balen sarasana. You know what it talks about? When we don't have the power of the Holy Spirit with us, we are naked. We are like naked people. When you don't have the power of the Holy Spirit, it's like you're walking naked on the street. And that word is that it's a covering. It's like a cloak. Right? අපිට ඇඳුම් නැත්තම් අපි නිකන් නිර්වස්ත්‍රව ඉන්නේ වගේ. And we don't like to be like that. We want to be clothed. We want to be clothed with the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, when you engage in your battle, if you're not clothed in the Holy Spirit, you are going to fall. ඔබගේ පරපුරේ ඔබගේ පොරබැඳීමේ ඔබ සුද්ධාත්ම බලෙන් වස්ත්‍ර වෙලා නැත්තම් නැත්නම් වැහිලා නැත්තම් සරසිලා නැත්තම් ඔබ වැටෙනවා. I don't want to be too graphical here, but that's the truth. When you are covered in the power of the Holy Spirit, you have boldness. You're going to be praying against what the devil is doing. You're going to take authority. When you're not, you're covering up your nakedness. And you're focused on yourself. Are you getting me?
Yeah.
When you are not clothed in the power of the Holy Spirit, when the enemy comes against you, when he's attacking, you're like, Gahannapa! That's because you're naked. And God says, you are not naked. You have to clothe yourself. You clothe yourself in your connection, allowing Him to fill you. Adam and Eve clothed themselves with leaves, but God clothed them with the skin of an animal, with Jesus. And that's exactly what happens to us when we are not clothed and endured in the power of the Holy Spirit. We can't fight. How many of you know, say, yeah, Pastor, I know that. We've all been there. What a holy bunch you are. Only Sheridan is the worst sinner here. You know, seriously, that's what I see there. In the terminology that Jesus used. Jesus wahanse bawitha kare wacana walin eka thamma peenne. Mama mata shuddhaatma yana wahansege vastraya naththam yaka gahana kota mama kiyana ane gahanna epa kiyala mama mandiha balanne. Et mama e vastraya andagena inna kota mama kiyana umba kawuda? Jesus wahansege naamen mama mekata porabadinawa. And most of the time we get caught being naked. Continually, daily, being filled with the Holy Spirit. Dinapata suddhatma balen api vastra venno one. That's what Paul says, isn't it? Be continually filled. Be filled. Be filled doesn't mean that be filled yesterday. It means today. Ephesians, you know, be filled with the Spirit. It's today. We get filled with the world, but not with the Spirit. That's when the enemy says, aha, exact place I want them to be. Make a choice daily to be filled with the Spirit. Dinapata oba teerne karanna suddhaatma balen poornawanna. Be clothed be clothed with the power of the Spirit. සුද්ධාත්ම බලයෙන් ඔබ පූර්ණ වන්න. You will be a strong man. You will be a strong woman. You will be a strong kid when you do that. Speak in tongues, get baptized, pray in tongues. There's power in that. අන්‍ය භාෂාවෙන් කතා කරන්න බලය තියෙනවා. Uraka bashantala bakashanda. The devil doesn't like that. Yakshaya ekada asana. The devil says, shh, 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 shh. What will people think? You know, be. You must not offend anybody. Don't speak in tongues. You know what? You tell him to go fly a kite. Give him a kite and say, go fly it. And you go, shakabaraka basandala basanda. Hallelujah. You know, come on, you know, we have to change our thinking. We have to change our thinking. We have been namby-pamby Christians. I'm not just saying not you all, but you know, because we are scared of hardship. Do you see Paul scared of hardship? Why? He was filled with the Spirit. Paul, tuma bhaya wenawa da prashnayak yanawa kiyala. Remember, God has not promised a trouble-free life. He said, in this world, you will have tribulation. But I have overcome the world. I have overcome the world. And God has given us His Spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind. Hallelujah. Praise God. You're allowed to shout if you want to. Am I talking nonsense? You know, what? What did you say?
Not today.
But wait in the city until you have been clothed with power. Are you going to be clothed? Rita, are you going to be clothed?
Yes.
Tuki, are you going to be clothed?
Yes.
Well, mommy, what is he saying? When you have been down, right? Think about it. When you have been down, you've been in fear. You thought that's the end of the world. You thought that God doesn't love you. You have thought that no one loves you. You have thought, I don't want to come to church. Who has told you those things? My life is always a problem. God never hears my prayer. Pastor, how do you know this? That's because I listen to you all. You know, these are statements everyone makes. Okay, these are statements everyone makes. But when you're clothed with the power of the Holy Spirit, you're going to be battling. You're going to be going, gosh, baraka ba shantala ba. Oh, katama inda denne hai, oh, kama maranoa. Hallelujah. That's where you get the power. You don't get the power because you don't have a problem. You get the power from the Holy Spirit when God clothes you. Let's move on. Praise you, God. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Kriya eke ata. Hallelujah. I'm excited this morning. You know, without Pentecost, none of us would be where we are. Thank God for Pentecost. Acts 1:8, Kriya Eke Ata. Oh, Lord. Can I have some? Are we there? I'm not going to ask. Next Sunday, I will ask, who has not brought their Bibles? Be warned. Ayyo Pastor, bara wedi.